Hey, I'm not going to be able to make it out tonight, unfortunately. I know. I was looking forward to it too. I've been thinking about you all fucking week. I've been thinking about how nice it was to have you on top of me in the car. I can hear your embarrassment from here. That's what I like about you, though. You manage to be hot, dirty, and cute. Just makes me sorrier that I couldn't get out there tonight. Yeah, we will. But, I have a little time. Yeah. I can't make it out there, but that doesn't mean we couldn't have a little fun. So, how would you like to be daddy here, like this? You seem to be the type that takes instruction well. Or was I wrong about that? Are you too much of a brat to do what daddy says? Well, what daddy was planning on telling you was to get comfortable. Yeah, I thought that might be the case. You just lying in bed waiting for my call? It's perfect. Because that's where I want you to be. The one difference is, you should strip. You're not going to need any of your clothes. And if you were going to see me tonight, you definitely wouldn't need any of your clothes. So either way, you may as well get rid of them, right? Bra, panties, they're just restrictive. They're just one more layer between you and fun. So take them off for me. Good girl. I wish I was there to watch it. I'm sure you look great sliding your panties off, kicking them off the bed, impatient, because you know you want your fingers down there. Nah, there's that embarrassment again. You finally naked for me? I want you to start by remembering what it felt like when my lips pressed against yours the first time. That electric shock, the tingle that you felt down your entire body. I think it was maybe your body's way of recognizing that you were getting laid. It knew there was something to that kiss. I think you may have sensed that when you approached me originally, though. Yeah? You knew that you could get lucky with me. And here you are. Lucky as ever. Trail your fingertips down either side of your neck. When you get to the bottom, do it again. Good girl. Remember what it felt like when my fingertips caressed that part of your neck? That little soft area. The one that makes you moan almost imperceptible, but I caught it. Because I like being a daddy. I like noticing these things. Paying attention to one specific woman lets me pay attention to so many specific things about her. And I had my eyes on you since I walked in. You've no idea how flattering it was when you walked up to me, summoning every little bit of courage that a good little kitten has, just to come talk to someone that might be your daddy, who was in fact aching to be your daddy. The way you're aching to be touched by me now. Slide your hands down over your collarbone for me. Slowly. And then down. Play with your tits for me. I didn't do nearly enough of that. I'm gonna have to make that up to you the next time you're here. Or I'm there. Although, I have a nice headboard. Some cuffs. So many things that I'd like to try with you. Things you can close your eyes and imagine now. Do you think it'd feel better if you were cuffed to either side of a bed, getting fucking plowed into it? Does that make your pussy needy? Oh, I imagine it does, kitten. Tweak your nipples. I know it's a little sensitive for you. It doesn't have to be hard. Just enough to remind yourself that I would do this. And that you are mine. That body belonged to me the second you called me daddy, and that's exactly the way you wanted it, wasn't it? I get to tell you what to do with yourself. And I get to do anything I want with you. That's just the way you operate. I love the sounds you make. It's all that anticipation, isn't it? I know I wasn't going to be able to make it out tonight, but I knew that I had to spend some time with you, nonetheless. And this was my second favorite way of doing it. Take your hands off your tits. Slide them down your stomach. Slowly. You know Daddy wants to tease you. All those texts, all those pictures, they should have been indication enough of that. Good girl. Speaking of pictures, I think it's time you sent some back, don't you? Or are you too relaxed for that? That's okay. You can slide your hands down just a little bit further to your hips, right at the precipice of what you want, what you need. Make it real. Voice your need. What do you need, kitten? Ask Daddy. You can ask nicer than that. Be that sweet little fuck toy that I played with at the party. Ask Daddy nicely. Good girl. I missed that. Slide some fingers over your clit. Your choice. And rub it for me. You like that sound? I'm surprised you could hear it over the phone. This is what I do when I imagine us two. You were so hot that night. Though I imagine there are many nights that you aren't. Rub that clit faster for me, kitten. Good girl. What do you want to do with your other hand? Do you want a finger in your pussy? Not yet. Grab your breast again. Keep rubbing your clit. Remember all the times that I had my hands everywhere you wanted. It felt like I had more than two, didn't it? The way that I was able to read and respond to the touch your body wanted. wish I could do it now. You are so fucking hot. You sound really good. I wish I could see. More than that, I wish I could help. I want my fingers to be on your clit. Teasing you. Kissing up and down your neck. Come on, I know that's a vulnerable place for you. You don't have to deny it. But I can't really simulate my lips with your hands, unfortunately. So I'm a bit limited. But your imagination is good, isn't it, kitten? That's why you're still on the phone with Daddy. You can take your hand off your breast and slide your finger into your pussy. Good girl. A little faster for me. You know Daddy wouldn't want to let you off that easy. Well, you can't come without permission. So, the more I let you do, the harder your job of holding it is. Good girl. Now you're getting it. Keep begging for me. You want to come so fucking bad. I love that pitch. The exact same pitch that you hit before you came all over my cock. Oh, I fucking loved that. You feel so fucking good. And my hand feels great on my cock. And I'm betting your fingers feel amazing. Imagining that they're mine. Responding to your need exactly the way you know they would. You want to come for Daddy? Aww. That's too bad. Hands off. There's a good girl. The whining and the frustration lets me know that you really did listen to me. And that's what lets me know that you really are mine. My poor thing. Just because it was my voice telling you what to do, doesn't mean that you'd get permission. See, it has to be my fingers, my tongue, or my cock. You're not going to be allowed to come any other way. You could get used to that, right?